screen. And we're going to go ahead, we're going to skip ahead right now to item number 16. This is under community development planning. This is discussion of possible action, special use permit extension and amendment 2012-014-A-1-2014. This is by Robert McLaughlin on behalf of Vista Towers, but Dan Davis is standing in for him today. This is for a property located at 21485 Saddleback Road, Virginia City Highlands, Story County, Nevada, APN003-101-66. The applicant requests an amendment to the special use permit 2012-014 in order to modify a condition of the existing permit requiring a contract with one or more cellular carriers before construction of a monopine wireless communications tower may commence. The applicant is also requesting an extension to the special use permit 2012-014, which due to inactivity will expire. Ms. Redman?
Thank you, Chairman. Just to point out, in the agenda, there was a typo. I believe it was autocorrect. It states mompine, and no one knows what that is, so it should be monopine. I assure you it is not a mompine. So I would like the record to reflect that. So again, the representative of the applicant is here, Dan Davis, tonight. All of the details were provided to you in your staff report. I'm more than happy to walk you through any of those details. Otherwise, I would welcome questions from the applicant.
Well, I like it. And you're sticking your neck out.
Yeah,
but I agree with your comments. I think you're probably spot on, you know, generating some interest if you've got it already sticking up in the air. And,
well, I'd like to step forward. I don't have any objections to any of this. I'm thinking that maybe the county was a little bit strict in the beginning with this, and perhaps if they've taken this approach, what they're asking for now, maybe the cellular carriers would be up and operating by now, and service would have been brought to the Highlands.
Because they're under the gun too by federal law that they have a requirement to expand their service areas, and I think probably, you know, given the choice between expanding on your tower, an already existing tower versus an unlocated, unbuilt thing, gives you an advantage to that. So, but you're more in tune to the risk involved in it than I am, so it all works out for you. It is a risky thing to put that much money into it.
If you're going,
that's a great idea.
It's time for the next public comment. Okay, with that being said, I'd like to read the findings of facts or motion for approval.
Thank you, Chairman. The proposed commercial wireless communications facility is in accordance with the stated goals and objectives of the Story County Master Plan by providing wireless telephone and internet to this populated region to better protect the public safety and welfare of the residents by enhancing emergency communications, including emergency 911 services and response times for the emergency personnel, increasing education opportunities by facilitating efficient and reliable access to the internet, fulfilling a long recognized need and desire for consistent and reliable communications in the residential area, and maintaining a healthy environment for all residents of the county by fulfilling the above and by implementing substantial measures to mitigate visual impacts that otherwise would cause substantial adverse impacts to the surrounding environment. A special use permit is in accordance with Section 17.12.044 and Chapter 17.62 of the Story County Code, which is required for the proposed wireless commercial communications antenna support tower as proposed by SUP application number 2012-014. The proposed facilities, in accordance with the conditions of SUP number 2012-014, will not conflict with the purpose, intent, and other specific requirements set forth in the E1 VCH estate zones in which the commercial wireless communication facility is proposed to be located. The conditions and stipulations under SUP number 2012-014 are in accordance with the minimum requirements set forth by Chapter 17.62 of the Story County Code and are at least as stringent as and not in conflict with the applicable federal, Nevada State, and Story County regulations, including the applicable regulations of the FCC and the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996 pertaining to the construction and placement of structures and the construction and operation of commercial wireless communication towers. The conditions of the approval under SUP number 2012-014 impose sufficient regulations on the wireless commercial communications facility to reasonably mitigate associated impacts or adjacent and surrounding residents and land uses. And finally, growth in the commercial wireless telecommunications industry has resulted in increased applications to municipalities for installation of wireless signal facilities. As consumer demand increases, so does the need for the industry to expand the number of antennas receiving. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. This time I'm looking for a motion for approval.
Well, I'll make that in accordance with the recommendation by the Story County Planning Commission and staff. The findings under Section 4.1 of the staff's report and other findings deemed appropriate by the board and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I will hereby move to approve the conditions for special use permit application number 2012-014-A-1, 2014 for an amendment and extension to special use permit 2012-014 and the extension of the SUP pursuant to Story County Code 17.03.150G.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved to second to approve special use permit extension and amendment on behalf of Vista Towers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for making you wait so long today.
I have time to deal with everybody.
That's great.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Moving along, we're going to go back to item 12 now. This is discussion and possible action to approve resolution 14-408 for a one-year moratorium to prohibit medical marijuana establishments, MMEs, in Story County and providing for other properly regulated matters.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself on this vote and discussion as I am a property owner and involved in a transaction within the properties that we own. So I'm going to join Mr. Morris over on the bench.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Gilbert. All right. We're open for public discussion.
I can give a few more details. Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. Right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. So Senate Bill 374, commonly referred to as the Medical Marijuana Act, was adopted by the Nevada legislature and signed into law in 2013. The Medical Marijuana Act authorizes medical marijuana establishments in Nevada, including dispensaries, cultivation facilities, production facilities, and lab testing facilities. But gives local jurisdictions the right to opt out, or if they choose to opt in, they would regulate the location of the MMEs through zoning and business license requirements. The State Board of Health adopted regulations in March of 2014, and those regulations were passed to the Legislative Commission, who adopted them in April of 2014. The State Board of Health accepted MME applications and the beginning of August of 2014. They now have 90 days to rank and review each complete application. The State Board of Health will rank and score the applications based strictly on objectivity and merit. In early November of 2014, the results will be announced, and those applicants who are eligible for a provisional certification for a MME will then come to the local jurisdictions for additional permits and license if the local jurisdiction allows MMEs. Staff is recommending a one-year moratorium to prohibit MMEs in Story County. This will allow staff a reasonable and responsible amount of time to evaluate and assess the potential impacts on how MMEs affect communities who permit them. Due to these regulations being newly implemented, there may be negative impacts to said communities that are unknown. Staff believes after a year of the new regulations being implemented, the county can evaluate how MMEs affect the communities that allow them and proceed forward with the board's determination whether to allow or prohibit MMEs within the county. After the one-year moratorium, the board will ultimately need to make a final decision on whether to allow or prohibit MMEs from locating within Story County. If the board chooses to allow MMEs, business licensing and zoning regulation controls will need to be in place. Direction to staff should be given if the board chooses not to impose the one-year moratorium to prohibit MMEs.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'll ask for public comment. On this issue, if you want to talk about this issue. Okay. Come on up. You approach the podium if you'll identify yourself for the record, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Kerry Richardson. The medical marijuana industry has really been a very fast-moving and highly debated topic. I can certainly see the desire to take a breath and step back for a moment and reassess before moving forward. You're in a unique situation, though, with your Title 17 that is already in place. Title 17 is very specific in two different areas. One are pharmaceutical, where it identifies medical marijuana and states it as prohibited. And also, under another section, under general, under the zoning for multiple CR and I zoning, where it once again identifies medical marijuana and prohibits it. You all also, in addition to Title 17 that specifically addresses and prohibits it, you have the business license as a tool in order to control this industry. I don't see that it's necessary to have an additional layer on top of what you already have, that you have the tools that you need in order to control this situation while you continue to work through additional requirements, zoning, whether or not you even want it in Story County. It's not necessary in order to pass this very far-reaching moratorium. A lot of the verbiage is specific to Title 17, but a lot of it is not. I think by the turnout today, you can see that I'm not the only one that this kind of snuck up on. There's been a lot going on in Story County. I don't know how you guys are keeping up with how much is going on in Story County. But I can tell you, this one snuck up on me. And I would very much have liked the opportunity, I'm sure there's other individuals that would very much have liked the opportunity to have some discussions with planning, to have some discussions with the DA, and to talk through some of the verbiage of this proposed moratorium. So what I request of you today is simply to look at this as a discussion-only topic and to not take action on this topic because you have the mechanisms in place that you need to control it, that with everything that's been going on in Story County, I do not feel that the public and everybody has truly had an opportunity to get up to speed on this and be prepared for this to be an action item today, and that there's real opportunity here. There really is. Although it's very dynamic, this is a new era, and it's an opportunity that would be a shame for Story County to pass up. You look at your neighbors, your competitors, so to speak, with City of Sparks, City of Reno, Washoe County, Carson City. These are all areas that are embracing this industry. There's tax dollars here. There's economic development. There's buildings to be built. There's land to be sold. There's a lot of positives to this in addition to the medical aspects of this product. A one-year moratorium timing is everything. Already applications have gone in. There will be another round this fall. However, it takes a long time to get your ducks in a row, to identify locations and get your application pulled together.
I'm going to ask you to wrap it up because you've exhausted your time.
I will. Okay. So therefore, this de facto could be more of a two-year moratorium due to the timing. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Phillips, you had your hand up.
Thanks, Chairman McBride. Once again, Mark Joseph Phillips, a Virginia City resident. Speaking to item number 12 on the agenda, discussion before possible action of a resolution for a one-year moratorium to prohibit medical marijuana establishments in Story County. I concur with Mr. Richardson in my opposing his resolution at this time and remind the commissioners it's quite possible that voters in the state of Nevada will get a chance and possibly approve recreational marijuana in the state of Nevada, and which would be a tremendous benefit to Story County and the Story County school districts. Reefer smokers will be asked to fund school districts if this goes through. Planning department has had plenty of time to address medical marijuana establishments, and I believe they've kicked the can down the road. So please do not approve this today. Give us more time to respond. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Dean.
Kay Dean, Virginia City Highlands. I actually hadn't prepared to speak on this, but after listening to Mr. Richardson's presentation, I think he made some very great points. I would also like to point out that so many times this county touts itself because it's able to respond so quickly because it can act faster than other counties. So then to set aside and say, no, we need a moratorium for a year because we can't act on this does seem rather counterintuitive to some of your other statements. I like the fact I never even thought about the increased tax revenue for this county. I think that's important, especially in this era of declining revenues. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cater.
Thank you, sir. Hi,
my name is Les Cater, and I wasn't thinking, but my daughter is dying of cancer. She's had four operations, and I never thought I'd ever be standing up here telling you I approve medical marijuana. She has smoked it, or not smoked, excuse me. She put it in some cookies, I guess, and ate it there that way. Right now she's got more cancer growing there. Four operations, this would be the fifth. And she tells me, Dad, I'm sorry. He kills the baby.
Thank you, Mr. Cater. Anyone else like to speak on the subject? Mr. Mitchell.
Clay Mitchell, Virginia City. I'm just wondering, and maybe staff can clarify, if there is a mandate of some sort that, or a risk of some sort of not coming up with more specific implementation or making a decision one way or the other coming down from the state level or the federal level. In other words, if we risk running afoul of the need to come up with guidelines for this if we pass a one-year moratorium.
Sure, I can respond to that. Maybe the DA can chime in too. But as Mr. Richardson was explaining, in Title 17, the newly adopted Title 17, which was adopted in 2012, it does outright prohibit medical marijuana. So that takes care of all of the rest of Story County outside. Outside in the 1999 Title 17 zoning ordinance, it doesn't say anything about it So if, in fact, we did not have our regulations set into place after the state had ranked these applications, we wouldn't have any direction as to where to go to. So does that answer the question, Bill?
I think so.
Well, I'd like to add in just a bit. I think, you know, one of the fundamental answers, Clay, to your question is, are we prepared for this as we currently are today? You know, I don't think we've kicked the can. I think we have had full plates with other opportunities as well. But you've got to look, for instance, Sheriff Antonaro has stated we need to get the security requirements, the facility design requirements, potential enforcement issues, you know, to make sure these places are of high reputability and standards and not, you know, a hippie head shop like you might find in Colorado or California. So we're not there, and I think that would at least be in part another part of the process. We don't have business licensing specific to this operation. I'd probably argue right now the little mom-and-pop business that wants to do business on C Street doesn't need the same level of licensing safeguards that MME might conceivably have, but we don't have those in place.
You want to weigh in on this, Commissioner?
Yeah, I will weigh in on this one because this one has some special significance for me. I have a family member who is long-term terminally ill, and the use of marijuana has given him some significant release by its use. I've also attended a number of meetings regarding medical marijuana. Spent some time with Marla Williams, I think, on three separate occasions. I've been in meetings with her. She's the state health lady. There are a lot of questions that state health still has unanswered when they've in their working with this thing. I've had meetings with a number of other county officials around the state, and their feelings are, in a lot of cases, the same as ours, that they'd like to have a little more time to learn a little bit more about it. Overall, I do realize that some people can get some relief from it. At the same time, I think that our planning department and planning commissioners, I have to respect their request for more time to work on the issue. So those are my comments.
Thank you. It's very good. Some counties in Nevada have already opted out of this, and other counties have opted in. I'm not sure who's going to wait it out like we are for a little while, or want to wait it out for a little while. I've got major concerns with this. Seeing how things are playing out in some of the neighboring states of Colorado and Washington, the promise of huge taxation isn't coming to fruition. One of the stats in Colorado was they expected to have, I don't know, $135 million in additional tax revenue, but they're going to dedicate $99 million of that to stepped-up police enforcement and drug rehabilitation. So if you don't think you're going to have a problem with doing what they're doing, why do you need stepped-up police enforcement and drug rehabilitation if everything is so rosy? We are a very small county, and although we are starting to expand nicely in the industrial center, where we can expect some nice tax increases in the future, we depend upon heavily with on our grant programs with the federal government. The wastewater treatment plant that we're constructing right now was a $2 million grant and a $3 million loan. It still has a federal prohibition on marijuana, And I'm not really ready to bump heads with the federal government over something like this. We might have increase in tax revenue, but then end up losing our grant revenue on the other side of it. So I think simply by having a one-year moratorium on this is very reasonable. I find it to be a big compromise is to simply opt out right now. So I'd like to see how it plays out going forward, to see if the precautions are in place for this. Everything I've read about it is a total negative, so it would take a lot of very positive statistics to change my mind. So, can we ask for the reading of the resolution?
I'll defer to council. Bill, but we need to read all of them.
No. So, at this point, I'm gonna ask for a motion in the affirmative for a one-year moratorium on this issue.
I will make that motion, and do we want to read that? I'm just trying to find my place here. I would move then that we approve the
number 12 there.
1 year. I just had it in front of me. What did I do with the darn thing? Yeah, just lost it. I'll read it off of here. Okie dokie. This is a resolution of the number 14-408, and I would make a motion to approve that, a one-year moratorium on medical marijuana establishments in Story County and providing for other properly related matters.
Well, I'll second your motion. Motion and second. To approve resolution 14-408, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah,
I would also say that I don't believe that there's anything that precludes us from from shortening that period up if we've come to some other agreement or whatever.
We can amend it by a future resolution.
Yeah, we can amend that by another second resolution. It's fairly easy to do. And I don't want to, put anybody out of business, but I think that we just, from everything I've heard, for me, there's just too many questions out there right now that, and I think that our planners need a little more time to work on this and get this down in nuts and bolts.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. Let the record flow. Pass unanimously with Commissioner Gilman abstaining from voting and recusing himself from testimony. All right, now we get along to the hard stuff here. Number 18, possible action, licensing board second readings.
Thank you, Chairman, Mr. Commissioners. Planning or not planning, Business License Division is recommending approval of all of the items. That's A through I. I can read them if you like.
It is so.
I'm getting a look from Pat.
Go ahead and read it, please.
Hold on just one sec.
And I confirmed with Stacy just yesterday that this was the latest, so.
This is the one. It's fine.
I just say as an abundance of caution, it will continue to be
Thank you. All right. I'm going to read what appears to be an updated version of the letter. So the Business License Division is recommending to approve A, B, C, D, E, and F, and that would be A, Aggregate Resources, B, BW, C, Paul Brooks, D, TFG Consulting, E, Windac Incorporated, and F, Dave's Handyman Services.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Motion carries approving A through F.
The Business License Division recommends to continue, it appears anyway, from the letter I have in front of me, G, H, and I. That's Arda Metal, A, Z Welding, and Rosso Net, ENT.
Okay. Motion to continue.
Second.
Moved and seconded to continue G, H, and I. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And motion carries. All right.
No, just probably once you want to note that our garbage rates are
low. Okay, let's move on to item number 20, public comment. Les Cater, you had your hand up. You want to go first?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
My name is Les Cater. All I wanted to say was that Lance and I talked about the road out there. And he misunderstood what I was saying. We need an escape route. We've got the little one-lane bridge, and we're supposed to have an escape route, according to ordinance, I do believe. And I was talking about that, Lance. The road is the TCID road or something like that. It's got soft sand out there, so the people from Fernley cannot come through, and we can't get out if we don't have a four-wheel drive. So that was the idea behind that. That's the only reason I didn't want that road, is because if we paved that road, we're going to get a lot. But we need to do something, because that little bridge goes, we've had it. We have no way out of there, unless we drive down the train track, you know. But that's all I want to say, is we need that road to be improved. Dean Haymore was going to come out four times and show me how to get out of there. So in case something did happen, that I could show people how to get out. I do have a four-wheel drive. And the people that don't have a four-wheel drive is in deep doo-doo, you know. So that's all I wanted to say, and I thank you very much. But I'd like to have somebody look at that. But the firemen out there now did say, the paved road up there, that when they drive down over that the irrigation ditch or something, it scares the hell out of them because that truck leans quite a bit.
Okay.
I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cater.
I will speak with our fire chief about
Well, I know that there is a way to get out the back way to Fernley because I've been with Dean Haymore on that road. So maybe we can get a map printed up for the residents.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Who else would like to speak? Marilyn Miller, come on up.
We're
going
to end this on
a
happy note.
Well, I don't know if Mark's got his hand up after you. So I don't think we are.
Well, I thank you for letting me speak again. On September 9th, we had lunch at the landfill. For those of you who did not make it, you missed something really outstanding. Chris Anderson is in charge of the landfill at Lockwood. This man has, since he's been the manager, has done some fantastic things out there for lunch at the landfill. This year, all of the student body and the teachers from Hillside School climbed on their bus and got there by 10:30 in the morning. Mr. Anderson climbed on that bus, introduced himself, and took all of them on a private tour of the landfill. Got them back within time to have lunch with everybody there for the landfill. While that was going on, he presented Hillside School with a $1,000 check to be used at that school alone. He is someone, his motto is Waste Management Cares. We want to be good neighbors. He garnered a brand new fan club that day. Every one of those kids could not stop talking to him during their lunch. They had their hands up, wanted to ask him questions. He has a brand new fan club. I would like to thank some of our county employees, Commissioner McBride, Janice Sutton, and Sheriff Gerald Antoneau came out to witness this, and it really is a nice time. They completely stripped their maintenance building out of every piece of equipment they own. They steam clean it. They reseal the floor the day before we get there, so there's absolutely no way anything can be contaminated. They bring in BJ's Barbecue, and they give us a fantastic lunch. It was an amazing day. Again, every September, they do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lee.
We'd love to be notified after. Thank you, Rob. Can we put it on our bulletin board, please?
Yes, you can.
Put it on our bulletin board. Thank you.
Mark?
Yes, you can. And if somebody would tell me how to get there, who I could call, I would definitely be more than happy to do that.
I'll give you Les Cater's phone number.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, please.
You had your hand up, Mark? Did you?
Thanks again, Chairman McBride. I'm Mark Phillips, Story County. Public comment. It was on the 13th of June, 1987, Story County Board of County Commissioners approved a 10% discount in water bill rates for senior citizens. And then on the 1st of January, 1992, the board approved a 10% discount in the surcharge fee for senior citizens. Once again, I'm asking the commissioners to consider an ordinance that would give senior citizens a 10% discount on their sewer bill. So, The best I could do is get all this information together and get it in the form of a request for agenda item, and hoping to get the 10% discount for the sewer part of the bills. Thank you.
Okay, let's look at that. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Mark, you'll send in an agenda request to Vanessa.
I sure will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Further public comment? Seeing none? Anybody else have any comments?
No.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.